This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And let's talk to a guy who was at the Caps game last night, as a matter of fact, the voice of the Nationals here on The Fan, Charlie Slows. Charlie, how about that atmosphere last evening?
Oh, my goodness. That was one of the best I've ever been to. What a game. I mean, those guys were just going after each other for the whole 60 minutes. That was intense. That was great.
Cardinals in town. What do we need to know?
Cardinals are playing better right now. They won 5 straight, 7 of 10, 8 of 12. They've got a good bullpen. You have a guy who was the Hoffman Award winner, closer of the year in the National League, and Ryan Helsley last year with 49 saves, and two guys with 9 and 8 holds, Kyle Leahy and Phil Maton, and they've got 3 lefties in their bullpen. So work is cut out. They're playing a team that doesn't necessarily hit for the power they used to. They still have Nolan Arenado, the future Hall of Famer, who's going pretty well right now. You know, for the Nats, hopefully Mitchell Parker gets back on track. Had the great start to the year in his first 4 starts, and the last 2 have kind of not been anywhere close to the first 4.
Charlie Slows calls Nats baseball here on The Fan. We had Derek Law on the show earlier today. He was talking about ripping off his shirt and chugging a beer. And a text went out about an hour before the game with when they'd be on TV, and he said everybody was rearing to go. What'd you think of the Nats camera time last night?
I asked him if he won a bet or lost a bet. That's what I asked him to do. That. He goes, no, he kind of just, got into the atmosphere, and they all loved it. Place was rocking from the get-go. It was really intense. It was a great game. And Caps caught that break when Gotsespear got that puck that hit him in the throat, ended up in a McMichael breakaway.
Charlie, for the Nats, this bullpen is kind of the story sort of centering around everything. The offense has been so resilient, keep chopping back in some of these games that the bullpen has blown for them. The starting pitching has been good, but everything's kind of centered around there. I don't want to say it's a cure in sight, but Brad Lord probably now moves to the bullpen. If and when Derek Law comes back, could we kind of squint and see maybe a group that might look a little different here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, Davey hinted the other day with, performance by Cole Henry over 3 innings and Jackson Rutledge that, some different people may get a chance in higher leverage situations because, other guys have either pitched too much or they haven't succeeded in those situations. So it's a long season. You can't continuously go to the same people, and if they're not succeeding, you want to try somebody else. So hopefully, Derek Law, when he gets back, will certainly help in a big way because he's so reliable and you can go to him so many times. So that he's certainly been missed.
Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler on the call each and every night of Nats baseball here on The Fan. Charlie, you mentioned the start to this season for Parker and then his last 2 outings just nowhere near the level he pitched at for those first 4 starts. What's been the big difference when you dive into those outings?
Well, attacking the strike zone and pitching with conviction. And when something went wrong in those starts where he couldn't throw strikes, it just took him a long time to get back on track. Really took till the next inning. The first one he recovered after that to pitch well the rest of the way. But sometimes you dig a hole that's very hard to get out of. So I think a first inning tonight for him is huge.
De La Cruz, we had that kind of graph where he was down and then looked like he got going. Think of that couple homer performance against Colorado. Now it seems to be kind of in between again when it comes to too late on fastballs, too early on breaking stuff out of the zone. Just doesn't seem to be comfortable right now.
No, it's come and gone. He hadn't been able to sustain that little stretch of about, 30 at bats where he was really looked like he was coming out of it. And, he just can continue to work. They're staying with him. They're confident in his abilities. And again, this is his first extended stay in the big leagues, and it doesn't always happen all at once.
What have you made of the start to the season for James Wood? 10 home runs in the season already, hitting .280, .937 ops. He's gotten on base all but a couple of games of his last 34, I think. How has he played compared to your expectations?
Well, you asked me at the beginning of the season on the shows how many home runs I thought he hit, and I said 35 to 40. You thought that was a lot.
I thought that was a ton.
I don't know if that's a lot now. I don't know if that's a lot now. I mean, he's just
I hope you bet on that number. It might make you look good.
even the game the other day where he didn't hit a home run, he's had three hits. He had a walk. He was on base four times. I mean, he's bringing a lot to the table. He's not hitting 300, but, it's hard to imagine that, that he could do more than he's done so far.
Kepler Ruiz has been off to a pretty tremendous start as well. I mean, the numbers are cool. I think he was hitting .400 over the first, couple of weeks, but it's kind of regressed back down. But it seems the at-bats are more consistent, good quality. I think he's catching better, moving around better back there. Hopefully it doesn't wear down, but I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen through a month and change, Charlie.
Yeah, I think you'll see Riley Adams play a little bit more. K-Bert was so hot, and there were some off days thrown in the early part of the season that he wanted to keep playing, but I don't think Davey would want to play him into the ground. I mean, his bat did cool off a little bit, and when he cools off, he tends to chase pitches that are not in the strike zone. That was what we noticed so much at the beginning, that he wasn't chasing. That's the key for him. That's the key for Luis Garcia. It's key for a lot of guys. When the Nationals don't chase and they're able to recognize pitches that you're going to roll over if you swing at them, and pitches that are not strikes that you can't do a lot with, then they're a much better hitting club. So that takes a lot of patience. And, for young guys, sometimes that comes and goes, but they've been better this year than they've been in the past.
.295 batting average, the best of any catcher in baseball this season.
Yeah.
In fact, only three catchers are hitting above .259, and that's Logan Ohapi, Hunter Goodman, and K-Bert Ruiz. So you'll absolutely
take that. Does that surprise you?
Definitely not. No, league batting average now is about .240, so he's 55 points higher than that.
That's pretty darn good, isn't it?
You'll take it, yeah. Charlie will be listening tonight. You and Dave, call a win, please.
We will do our best.
Glad you were in the barn last night. Charlie Slows was rocking the red at Capital One Arena.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.